Daniela, let's get started. Let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Okay. Question number one. Clark County Superintendent Dwight Jones rolled out an ambitious blueprint for the district's schools last Thursday. What are its major tenets, and what will they mean for education reform in Southern Nevada?
It's a blueprint with Rick's fingerprints.
Hi.
So, Rick, are you not Dwight Jones's policy advisor? And did you not help him with this plan in some way?
Not really. You know, I'm out there.
Honest.
No, not really. I mean, actually, if you read my engagement with the district, it says nothing that I actually suggest has any actual import. It's just there. It's advice for the, you know, superintendent to take or leave as he sees fit. Mm-hmm. No, this is them. I mean, I think it's neat, though. You know, Dwight was the guy who was Colorado superintendent when they pushed through 191, when everybody thought that they were the state along with Louisiana that got most shafted and raced to the top because some of what they were doing that was really cool. If folks recall, last fall he was hired by Clark County, which people don't necessarily know this. Las Vegas actually is home to the nation's fifth biggest school district, 300,000 kids in Clark County, and they went ahead and they managed to convince Dwight to head down there. He took over, you know, late December. And so this is really his first vision. He's calling it phase one of his reform agenda. And, you know, he's pushing for, you know, value-added assessment as part of teacher evaluation, which is a dramatic change from the way they've done business. He's talking about looking at bang for the buck as the way they're looking at programs and a school performance. He's talking about trying to expand earned school autonomy. So for me, I mean, it's really the, you know, he's pushing the right themes.
You know, a cynic would say somebody who may have ridden spinning wheels many years ago, that none of this really matters because Dwight Jones isn't going to be here to see this through, that, you know, these superintendents come and go, and he'll put out this reform plan, he'll start to implement it, it'll get some bite, and then he'll get run out of town by angry teacher unions or other people. I mean, is there any reason to believe that that someone like Dwight could stick it out for the long term? Or what's the governance structure in Clark County?
It's, you know, it's conventional. It's a school board, you know, made the hiring decision. They actually had an election right after they made the hiring. But the board seems behind them. You know, what's neat about Vegas is, right, the staying power of these guys often, you know, it's often how much the community is really going to stand up. So in Boston, it was Menino and the civic community standing behind Paysan. In Chicago, it was the fact that the, you know, local community was behind the mayor when he was standing, you know, backing Duncan. You know, the thing is, there's all of this huge gaming money that's been on the sidelines in Vegas for 20 years. Well, the city has blown up in size, and it's had nothing to get engaged behind when it comes to schools. So you got Andre Agassi's down there running his own charter school. You've got, you know, Elaine Wynn with the Wynn Casino. You got these. So the interesting thing, I think, for me is going to be how actively this community winds up getting behind Jones and the effort. And if they do get engaged, I think he could be in there for a real good run.